This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The widow of slain Haitian leader Jovenel Moïse, who was critically wounded in the attack that killed him, issued her first public remarks Saturday since the assault, calling on her nation not to lose its way.
Moi vivant, grâce mon Dieu. Moi vivant, même au petit Marim, Jovenel.
In an audio message posted on her official Twitter account 3 days after her husband was shot dead in their home, Martine Moïse said, "I am alive, thanks to God. I am alive, but I have lost my husband, Jovenel." Martine Moïse was rushed to a Haitian hospital after the attack in the early hours of Wednesday. She was later evacuated to Miami, Florida, for treatment. According to Haitian authorities, an armed commando of 28 men, 26 Colombians, and 2 Haitian Americans, burst in and opened fire on the couple in their home. So far, 17 have been arrested and at least 3 killed. A handful remain at large, according to police. No motive for the attack has been made public. Haiti's interim government has asked the United States and the UN to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. Venezuela's interior minister says clashes between police and a gang in northwestern Caracas this week have killed at least 26 people, including 4 officers. Interior Minister Carmen Melendez said at least 38 people have been injured in the violence. The casualty count comes after several days of violence had some Caracas residents fleeing their homes and snarled traffic in several neighborhoods. Authorities are trying to push back against what analysts say is a turf grab by a criminal gang looking to expand beyond the Cota 905 barrio. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's ruling Prosperity Party has been declared the winner of last month's national election in a landslide, assuring a second term for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The National Election Board of Ethiopia says the party won 410 seats out of 436 contested in the federal parliament, which will see some seats remain vacant after 1/5 of constituencies didn't vote due to unrest or logistical reasons. The vote was a major test for Abiy, who came to power in 2018 and oversaw dramatic political reforms, but has been accused by critics of backtracking from some promises. No voting occurred in the conflict-hit Tigray region. Officials removed 2 Confederate statues in Charlottesville, Virginia, including one that was at the center of a deadly riot in 2017 on Saturday. We get more from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Cheers broke out Saturday after a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was lifted from its base and removed entirely in Charlottesville, Virginia. On Saturday, Charlottesville Mayor Nakia Walker spoke to a crowd gathered to watch the statue depart.
As this community and our country attempts to reconcile with this hypothesis of white supremacy, I hope that we can move to an authentic healing by embracing truth.
This comes nearly 4 years after white supremacist protests over plans to remove it led to clashes in which a woman was killed after she was run down by a car driven by a self-described neo-Nazi. A statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson was also removed Saturday in another city park.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. The world's top finance officials have endorsed plans for a global minimum corporate tax. Ministers from the group of 20 countries representing most of the world's economy announced their backing at a meeting Saturday in Venice. Under the global 15% minimum tax plan, companies' home countries would tax them if their profits overseas go untaxed. That would be a deterrent to moving profits to countries with very low tax rates, so-called tax havens. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said a global minimum tax level would stop a self-defeating competition in which countries have lowered their rates to attract companies. Details remain to be worked out ahead of approval by G20 leaders in October. World number one women's tennis player Ash Barty won the ladies' title at the Wimbledon Tennis Championships on Saturday. Barty held off Karolina Pliskova's comeback to win 6-3, 6-7, 6-3 at the All England Club. It's her second Grand Slam title. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.